get your recording set up, Lisa, and hit the record button. And I assume you use Audacity to do your recording, so let's see if we can get that working, and we'll compare $5. What's that for a recording? All right, I'll send you $5 Linden, okay, in world. How does that sound? But once we get the recording going, and if we can have 25 people, the thing I like about this over Skype is you can actually see each other, and you can have a little chat inside the flash meeting, which is sort of separate from the chat inside inside the Webcast Academy or the EdTech Talk window. And so really it becomes just browser. You just need your browser open to do the whole thing, which is probably a good thing in terms of bandwidth, that it's just your browser that's actually sending and receiving data. And I'm finding this incredibly stable. I know I can't see your video, and if we had video, that would probably reduce the bandwidth. And I wonder if we had 5 people on video, what that would be like, and whether that would affect the actual stream or not. So I'm pretty impressed with this, and I think we're breaking ground here, because I know Jeff said when Skype wasn't working over the last 2 days, what are we going to use for a broadcast? And so this could be a possibility as either an alternative or option A. So what I might do is I might take a small video of this, if you don't mind, Lisa. I know I can't see your video, but we might put, how about I use Jing, the Jing project. Here we go. I'm launching Jing right now. I hope it doesn't crash my machine. It seems to be fairly stable. I'm going to hit the plus button. I'm going to record my little video. Okay, I'm recording Jing. I'm doing a video screen capture right now. And so we are broadcasting between 2 people, one in America, one in Australia. Lisa Durf, as you can see up here, she hasn't got a video turned on, but I've got mine turned on. And when I'm broadcasting, my video is shown in a large window. So now I can type into a little chat box that's part of the Flash Meeting platform. I can chat any message I like. I'm just telling Lisa that I'm recording in Jing. And what I'll do is I'll publish this for the Webcast Academy so that they can see what it's all about. We might have to call it quits, but I hope you're recording as well, Lisa, because it'd be good to get the audio recording to see what the quality's like over the Flash Meeting instead of Skype. So this is what it looks like in the Flash Meeting. We can actually do a vote. We can share URLs between each other. We can even have a whiteboard, which is another option when you set these things up. So this is what Flash Meeting looks like. We've got 2 participants, but we can have up to 25. And this is a possible way of streaming for the Webcast Academy or EdTech Talk. So I'm signing off now this recording. Okay, I was just recording, Lisa, but... and I can see it in Jing. It looks very good. So what I'll do is I'll publish that onto the Webcast Academy website. It was just me doing a little bit of a rant about how we were broadcasting through a different platform. So I hope that makes sense. And is it time to go to Second Life? Is that what you're doing next?
I was just wondering if we could bring another person in, but Kevin is going to Second Life because Jen is there 20 minutes ago. But she can wait. She doesn't care. It's not anything formal. I think this is definitely groundbreaking stuff, and I certainly hope that this will be used in the future.
Yeah, I agree. I think the added advantage of having video so you can actually see who's participating brings a different atmosphere to the whole thing. It's no longer just voice, it's video as well. So it's kind of like graduating the whole environment up to another level. So I'm very happy with it. I think if I did a show in the future with people like Chrissy in New Zealand and you guys up in North America and Paul Harrington in England or Terry Friedman, it'd be great to be able to see each other while we're recording. I think it adds a new dimension to it. So, yeah, I'm impressed with Flash Meeting. I like it a lot.
So then the next question is, on the 25th, I believe, Paul has scheduled a Flash Meeting. Do we want to stream that? And if we do, do we want to go ahead and schedule it on the schedule at World Bridges?
Yes, I think you're right. I think we should schedule it, and we should make that the first real webcast show that is using Flash Meeting. This was just a test, but I'm sure we could do the real thing on that day when we have that proper meeting with people. And so why don't I book it into the Flash Meeting, because I've got booking rights now.
Yes.
And you book it into the Webcast Academy schedule.
No.
Is that okay with you?
Well, you know, you're an intern. I really think that you should probably do the booking at World Bridges just for the experience.
Okay, so which website do I book it through? Do I book it through the webcastacademy.net website or EdTechTalk or World Bridges?
I would go through Webcast Academy.
Okay, so I'll do both bookings. I'll work out what time it's on, and I'll book them both in. And then we will broadcast, and we'll also record it as well. And the fun thing is that we could record a little video of the whole thing as well, so people could not only get a audio podcast, but a vodcast from the whole meeting.
I don't know how to do that, but if you know how, then you can teach us all. That'll be just wonderful.
Yep. Well, I just did a Jing video, and I'm about to publish it, so I'll send you a quick Skype message when it's done. But I've got to go now, Lisa, because the wife and kids are waiting. It's 1 p.m. here in Australia on a Saturday, so I'll go and spend a bit of family time and catch up with you later on. You get to bed soon, hey?
I will. Thanks. Good night.
Okay, see you later. I think you just closed the Flash Meeting window to shut it down, but I don't think there's a way to sign out as such.